We know the figure of covet, of a liver, chicken liver, a meat liver. So, mice have been again discussing this to a lot of different people what exactly they do, and it seems a lot of people do buy liver and do seem to flee to it. So, right now we're holding by Sif Gimel, and we saw now what basically what you can't do. For example, the Gemara says that you can't do Chalusa, you can't steer it, the mice were Nafikim, Shadr from the Sif, says it, and Nafikim. Therefore, we don't do the mice a chalutza, even though the Gemara seems to say it's mutter. Or, for example, doing malicha to it, you know, Rabbi Thomas is mutter abchila, a mice or machma, even medievet as a ramo. Or another case, even doing bishul by itself, you know, those ones you make, etc. and etc. Mice or machma. So it came out already from my master, it came to bishul by itself, can do malicha to it, can do chalutza to it, learning what the mice are the things we can't do. And since we have Riba Adam, it says the machab is the only eight that we have, is we flee. Comes out of the mice, the only thing you can't do is sleep. Now, the shlomus of the end of sleep, as the simon einvov, because it's a sugya of sleep by itself, to get to Boston, also to get to COVID. Well, right now I'm going to focus what's going to get specifically to COVID, but the shlomus of the end we'll have to get back to next week and how to apply sleep practically. That's really going to be in simon einvov. First, the Gemara says that when you do, Gemara discussing on the Kofid Aleph, that you do Kori Shasiv Erev, Vechtucha Lotachas. You do Kriya Shasti Erev, you do crisscross, and the thing that you cut should be in the bottom. So we mentioned last time Machlokes Rishonim, what exactly does that mean? Number two on Sif Gimel being examined as Machlokes. Rashi says the case you have to Shasti Erev is the case when doing it with Tzorech Tzli. Tzli is Vad is Mutter. The holy boy of Ishtok and Rashi is by Malicho. However, by Tzli Vad is Mutter, says Rashi, and Tzli being down for the Bahag, still, with Tzorech Tzli, you have to Shasti Erev. That's Rashi's Malach. Place the Mahalach, the Rosh of the Mahalach, that the only time you need Shasti Erev, it's Sliya Vadi, you don't need for it. Maisa, it can draw it out. Whether it came out, be Mutter, whatever it's inside, it can be Mutter. Therefore, it says the reason why you need to Shasti Erev is because you can do Bishul Achat Sli. From Beit Ham, Bishul Achat Sli, but let's call it Bishul Achat Sli. The third Mahalach is Ramban Mahalach, the Rajbah, you're doing Shasti Erev, the third Mahalach. The fourth Mahalach is doing Shasti Erev, it's Mitzad Chaluto. Those are four Mahalach, and we're talking about the Beis Yosef from the Rishonim. Again, Mishael, the Gemara said, do Shasti Erev. Mishael is for what? Is it for Chaluta or Malicha, which reminds me we don't do? Or is it for Tzli by itself? Or is it for Bishul Achat Tzli? Those are the four teachers among the Rishonim. Come along the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, he says, Letzli Tzorech Chaticho. Why Mishum Damsh of the Finest, and if you have to do Chaticho? Mechaber says, the Maestri, you have to Tzli, you have to Chaticho. Hash is the case of Mechaber, is whether doing Bishul Achat Tzli, or doing Tzli by itself. He's choices for Rashi, the Bahag, and really, because look at the Meisoyitim, he says, the Rajbah says, Roy Lochosh for Rashi. This is Roy Lochosh for Rashi. Therefore, the Mechab is choices for Rashi, and says, you have to do a Kriya. And the Meisoyitim do explain, the Pichodesh, the Pimgon, and the Oy, say, the Soyit in the Mechab is, that there is a difference whether you do Bishul Achat Sli, or do Sli by itself. And doing Sli by itself, you only need Shasi Oy Erev. You only do Kris or Cross. And then they leave on the bottom, Masha Enkein. When you're doing it for a visual achatli, you need to do Shasti Erev, you have to do both ways, up and down. Fine, so but it comes out according to Mechaber, Lalochis, you have to Shasti Erev, whether it's doing the sleep for itself, whether going for Rashi, whether for Taisis. But in the feet Taisis Malach, visual achatli, you have to do Shasti Erev. So Rashi, Shasti Oy Erev is enough. Or Shasti, whatever you want to call it. Well, Shasti Erev. The Maita says that's enough. That's the Mechaber Shito. And again, the Bnei Yisrael goes this Malach, and they say, if you're doing it just a Tzli, Shasti Erev is enough. If you have a Bishul Achat Tzli, you have to Shasti Erev. Come on, the Ramon says, Yish, Oyim Mishin Tzorah Tzli Shum Chatecha Klal, V'chein Loigim Afilu Chatechilo. The big time of Mahalach, the Mamakoimis, he calls it three different Mamakoimis, the Ri, the Ben Peretz, Isra Veta Oroch, not the Smak, the Goyish of Smak, the Ben Peretz, Isra Veta Oroch, Maisi, don't have to do Shasti Erev at all. Don't have to do anything at all. Now, Michelle, what do these words mean? The Taj Radi Yeshi Kash, the Chuz, the Seer between Sefalov and Sif Gimel. Sefalov comes along with Ramon and says, when you do Shasti Erev, how do you do it? He says, let's say you make holes inside of it, you take away the Moro. He goes on to a different column. That's Sefalov. It sounds like the more holes, you need Shasti Erev. The more Sif Gimel saying, the Minik is not to Shasti Erev at all. So, the first Seer between Sefalov and Sif Gimel. The way the Taj answers, he said, Echlami Sefalov is going to feed every Shino, but luckily you don't have to do any Shasti Erev at all. That's in the Ramah. He himself doesn't go that way to Kambay, but the Das Ramah is saying, and the Chavadas does pass this way, the Chashulchan does pass in this way, that you never need Shestim, you never have to crystal, you never have to cut it at all. Why? You don't need Shim Chaticha Klal. That's one Malach. The second Malach, Mechus Yaakov, Prim Gimel goes the other way, says no. You have a Sif between the Sif Alpha and Sif Gimel, but has the first Teret, which he doesn't like. He wants to say no. First Teret, the Sif Alpha talking about Bishul Achat Sli, and Sif Gimel talking about doing Sli by itself. It's a valve of special achat tzli. Therefore, you need a meikadin. Therefore, you be machmer. Masha enkin the sif gimel. We should go like the other rishonim. Therefore, you can't be meikol. You go. That means it's passing like toisus. If I was going, when doing special achat tzli toisus, you need a bit. You need to do a shatziv erev. The sif gimel is going tzli by itself. You don't do shatziv erev. Those are the two malachim. Again, it comes out. One malach, it has the malach. You don't ever have to do shatziv erev. If you do amal, vechein noigim. The chshuvim said that's mini klai so. It depends on what you're doing. If you're doing Sli, you don't have to. If you're doing Bishul Achat Sli, you have to Shastim Erev. Now it's very interesting, look at the Ma'am Mekoymis, he calls three different Rishonim Damah. Now it really depends, what is Damah saying? If you go look at the Mahalach of Taitzvith, you're doing Bishul Achat Sli or Sli. Go look at the Mahalach of the Rambam, or the Rajba, if say you need Shastim Erev, B'tam Malicho, there's no reason to have the Bishul Achat Sli. If you make them in both cases, it really depends where you're coming from, which region is there more passing you like. Passing like Taitzvith, you mean Machavi, Bishul Achat Sli or Sli. If you pass like the Rambam and the Rif, you're not going to make them in Gansin. The Makoris, you look at the Smak and the Ri, Tobe Shem Ri. First two that the one says, that's going like Taitzvith. This is the Hetz is going like the Rambam and the Rif. So it really depends how you learn the Ramah, is which Ramah is the correct Ramah in the Ramah. If he says that my mokum is itzavet aruf, that's before like it does. If my mokum is the re and the smak, that's before like taisus. Fine. So once it comes out, we have machlekes. What's the study of the ramah? What's the jan ramah? Machlekes have a paskin. Machlekes. Or for sure, says the mini klai sol not to ever do any chaticho. Maestro Chobot Chaim says the lad tells klai sol the same in klai sol. You have to chaticho says everyone do bishlachat sli. Machlekes are paskin. One says this is the mini, one says not the mini. Fine.
What did they say today?
As far as I know, again, I went to store this morning to go buy one, but I didn't see, just couldn't find it on Sunday morning. But as far as I know, they already cut off when you buy roll over. It's called a cutting one. I think already is chapter ever. Well, Eid Chutzim is that the Maestro Mora is removed. The Mora is certainly not there. And the Mora says you have to take away the Mora with a little bit of butter. When they peeled off, I didn't see any little bit of butter came with it. Maybe Metzias, a little bit of butter does come with it. I'm not sure. Right? But it's come out anyway then. What? With some meat with it. Now, when you rip up them, we saw the Mora's off, right? They come with a little bit of butter on it? No, before that's not enough. Right, I'm not sure. He's lying. If it comes out, like local, you have to do a chaticha, not a chaticha. It really depends how you look shaman or more. To what mouth shaman or more, the shulman said you never have to do any chaticha, the chain noigim and the faket. Other mouth one, the people don't want to. But you have to, when you do bishul afetli, you have to do a chaticha. When you do sleep by itself, you want to do a chaticha. Now, when you do shetzi v'erev, that's why it's a falas. What's good b'di'ev, what's good b'chilo, you make holes inside of it. Shach says it's only b'di'ev, someone says b'chilo, removing the mara, and it is b'chilo, or mara means you also have to take away part of the basa with it, or any cut inside of it, your mara is also good enough. Why not tell yourself, ask, what is nichol in shetzi v'erev? Shif Dalud is really the hemshif of the Gemara is invited and says, when you do tzli, and one post basa to have a covered, we'll cover to have a basa, what's halacha? The Gemara has over there a machlokes about what's halacha, b'chal b'tin kovid, b'tin chelev. The Gemara's mashkon, the Gemara itself asking that whether the kovid isn't, whether the bain kovid, bain kolo, whether it's on top of bottom, or if the evil is going to be mortal, chili shouldn't do it. Chili shouldn't do it. Why the chili will chosh, even though dam is a kshorik, however, since the harbe dam may be lay inside. And then the evidence would say, Maisa Damashuk Shor. Those are the words of Gemara, but shocking down the bush is not the way, but fine. Maisa would be the evidence, be make a lechili, shouldn't do it. And that's a clue. Gemara, look what that's the Paschim. And this is Shiloh with our rotisseries, a time that when you put it in and it rotates, those cases are either Gemara, the Gemara's comment is what happens. Either way, it can be Yosir, it rotates. So what happens? You put it in the spit, it goes this way, turns up that way, goes up and down, so always, what happens? In those days, end up being whatever's on top of them, bottom, and ever always switched. Our history is never top and bottom. Goes around and around, it's always even, smooth. There's a place of Yontif, and the place we're moving now, Pim Gona Void. One time when it's level ground, and it doesn't go none on top, none on bottom, it's always going to be even, the Shavu, and the Mice, everything is more than a kilo. The only side is one can drop on top of the other, but let's say it's going to be straight, just like we know when you have a clear Monokav. if you put it on a table that's smooth, it'll go out also. It also, if you have a rotisserie that might be smooth and it'll never be one on top of another, or it can be even. Then the mice, even though it rotates, the mice is more tough. It comes out, even though Shulchan Aruch says, we're machmur chatchila b'di evan mekel, that would only be mekel for what? Only when it was going to end up being a top, other ones going to be a bottom. Let's say the only going to be an even playing ground, the mice says, the place can be smooth to even with chatchila. Now it comes along, the Amon says, if you do mlicha to it, the mice says, smooth to do sliya with basur. The minig is not to do sliya with basur, you do mlicha be motu. Why? Because what happens then, they make it even with the basur. Now this is my place to be a Tazer. Shach, the Tazer says, the Vada, if what happens if the Boston underneath is not Nimla, then you have to be Machmer and place to be in a Tam. Mice is the Ikka Boston like the Shach. That this is the only reason when Machmer, when a Boston that was Moilach together, Boston not Moilach is the Chumma Ba'alma. Boy, Ikka didn't rehold like a Ben Tam, you do Malicha Ba'atim with Motor. Therefore, Batir, the two sheets together, Ba'atim will be Makel and say, even the Boston on Ba'am is not Nimla, Mice can be Makel, which is the Bashta Amor, it says Kolshke. Well, that's Shem in Sift Alad. To tell you, is also back to you, so how exactly to do malicha to, or to kashu liver. The first, the Mechaba starts off saying you should not do malicha l'chadchilo. Not do malicha l'chadchilo. Now, the Mahalik is just know, whenever you do any case, take a piece of boss and do tzli, the Hanoga is that even though Mikka did, you take boss and do tzli, the Hanoga is always put salt on him. You have to tzli kashu, you have to put salt on him. Come along, the Amor there, and the Amor says l'chadchilo, you should not put any salt upon the kaved. That means, if a person, my brother, 2 months ago, a couple months ago, he made chizik habayis, he checked his own chickens, and one he didn't listen to, one did sleep to. He took all that chicken, he did sleep, put salt on top of the chickens, except for the liver, he didn't put it on. Why? Before Shama, the Ma said before, and we'll get to when he put on the spit, the halach is that when he wanted to sleep to the whole fat chicken, which is a mutter, you don't do any malicha to it. However, the halach is we put salt on top of the buffer, except for the covered. Why not? Shach has two reasons why, either because you want Mechabdi covered and Shabbosr, or because the Meister will draw out the dam and go back inside. Find two different reasons for Meister why. But Allah is, we do not put any salt upon it when it's off the spit. When now on the spit, what happens on the fire, Allah is, you put a little bit of salt. That's what you do. The pile, that's what you do. Put a little bit of salt. I call my mother on Erev Shabbos, told me, Rav told her when she's the salt liver, this is what you do. You take it, you wash it, you put it on the grill, and you put salt on there. A little bit of salt, that's what you do. The pile, that's what you do. God, man, it's other people, they told me they never did it. Fine, mice, but yeah, that's really fine. But mice before, and before Shamo, and as far as I know, I looked around, I did not see anyone who says you should not do it, and a lot of everyone said, well, you should do it, Shamo, before Shamo. I got Shamati, people never heard of it. Whoever do kasha, but my halacha is you have to put a little bit of salt on it again, not before, but when it's mamash about to do the mitzvah of tzli, when the mamash about to do it, make sure you put salt on top of it. Now again, this halacha is brought down. If one chavetz chaim, chavodon, or chasholton, they all bring down the halacha that more, and far they know that's what we should do and do do. They put a little bit of salt on top of it. Now the mogul and vice discuss the inner vadocha. The shach says avada, even though adochu shana avada can be mekel. Have the shach all the places. We now the shach adochu shana we should do lechatchila. Avada lechatchila. The right thing to do. You have liver. You take it out of the bag. You wash it off. Adochu akwenu also. There's the shalot halach is. Bidi eved if you should be machmanat. The mice the place can say that whether you can do bishlachatli or you just do tli by itself. The halach is that you should do adochu akwenu also. After you do tli, you should do adochu akwenu. However, when you do bishlach tzli, it might be mikra din. And when you do stam tzli, that's only chumah ba'almas of the shach. Stam tzli, you want to eat it, you still should do adocha. How many times adocha? The big down pim. You're going to make them in chasyak, you do adocha 3 times. That means it comes out, you take the liver off the fire. I've seen people take it straight off, and they eat it straight, and pulling against the little patches. The anhoga, the place that you should do, the Chavetz Chaim says it, the shach is saying the locha, you should do adocha akwaino. But I guess my mother, what the Rav saying, the Rav said, you should wash it afterwards. She said she did that. She said, always wash it afterwards. That's all awful. And the shell is the mice, you want to have the tzli taste. Mice, what do you do? You want the tzli taste. You wash it off afterwards. So the, if you, we'll get Timnai involved, the Taz gives an 8, so it says, cook it, I think 2/3 of it, we'll have to get Timnai involved. Wash it, and put it back in the fire, and then you get, and then you keep roasting until you fully cook it. Then eat it, because then you get the tzli taste. But alokas, you have to do it all. Once cooked, be so ready for the shock, halfway, it's enough. Again, we'll have to get to my involved how much you have to get cooked. Halfway, if it's 2/3. When you cook it 2/3, go wash it off and then put it back in the fire to get the tzli taste.
Now the barbecue is straight.
The barbecue is straight. Yeah, the point is, I'll leave one. We'll have to get to my involved. I didn't get my involved. You have a good point. I'm not sure. Maybe it could be like Kapolta. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. So again, what comes out when you want, when let's say you're going to buy this, you have to cash your liver, what the lucky you have to do? You have to do five pages. Five things you have to do. First, you have to do Adafa Rishayna. Not really first. Choose the real do Shesiv area first. Whenever you, if you have to do it. Because the Maito, if you do Shesiv area, you do Adafa Rishayna first, then Shesiv area, the place can say what happened, the Dam comes back on top of it. So you have to, after Shesiv area, you have to do Adafa. Usually when you buy it, I think you already is Shesiv area. I'm not sure, you have to go see the packages. But Maito, again, the place, it really depends. The point of Shulchan says we never do Shesiv Erev. The Meshavua says you should do Shesiv Erev when you want to do Bishul Achatli. The Vesef of Mingzam, Yerushimayim says always do Shesiv Erev. Because if not, Yerushimayim, Nekimal and Shailas, always do Shesiv Erev. Make things easier, not get involved with Shailas. Again, the first thing you do is you do Shesiv Erev. Again, usually I think it's sold that way, ready to four pieces. I'm not sure. Once it's four pieces, Shesiv Erev, you do Adacha Rishayna. Then the third stage is you put on the fire and put a little bit of salt. Fourth stage is you do tzli mamish and you wait, the shah says chetzi tzli. Come the bnei shvat, take tzli goma, but do chetzi tzli. That's the vikr of bnei ashman. Go, chavetz chaim, and the shulchan, oid. And then after you do adokha achoino. So again, five stages. You buy the liver, father, unless you want to correct me, I think there are five stages, very simple. A chetzi v'erev, adokha rishayno, a little bit of salt. And then those are coin up. Those are the five stages you're supposed to do. What? What's your mamash on the five? Before the sleep process, right away in the beginning, put it on. The depends which achron you're calling. Some say mamash before, and look at the kishuk on aruch, five, and you write mamash before, and you can put on the salt also. It doesn't mean mamash on the spit. I really got it if I'm not sure. The words of the mechab ramah is, when it's on the spit itself, you should, or mnechus ala ish. But the salt went on the fire. He says mamish before and also the seder. Three times. That's the word the Pirgam says to him. That's Dafu Shani, you think?
Yeah.
No, before, why not? It could be the seder Shavuot is Dafu Shani, it congeals, gets hard. This liver, it's rubbery, gooey stuff, I don't think it gets hard. You might have to get the question, what happens if it's frozen? You have to wait till it's before. Could be.
The half cooked, is it half
cooked,
trying to take the cook, or half cooked of the liver?
Half cooked, no, so the way the Kishon Aruch brings it out, the Pfeiffer, he says fully cooked in 20 minutes, half cooked in 10 minutes. Now, nearly, I don't think it's Matthias, I don't know if that works out true, because let's say you take any piece, means no, Michael Mandasoy. I don't think Michael Mandasoy means half the time. At the end, it goes cooked much quicker. I'm not sure if that's true, the numbers wise. But it just means Michael Ben Tzoy. Michael Ben Tzoy is Chatzis Tzoy. That's the shock getting Chatzis Tzoy again. Chatzis Tzoy. Michael Ben Tzoy is not for the Chomer de Gashito. That's what my mockum is. So what happens to me? Chatzis Tzoy. Chatzis Tzoy. What? He brings down Menchus Yaakov. The Menchus Yaakov is Chalchol Dalud. The Valavir? Sorry? We have Pfeiffer brings it down. And the real kids, the Kishon Aruch really brings it down. Even though it brings down to it three times. Fine. That's kind of exactly what to do. Now, Sif Vav is starting off what happens when you have mistakes already. That's Sif Vav, when things do not go correctly. Again, the lochus, you take it out, you do the flea. Sif Vav is when you do not do things correctly. Now, the common case that used to be in the place, if you read the Tshuvas, is that seems the empire for a long time used to sell chickens with the livers that were not kashed yet inside a separate bag. And they used to stay right in the pack because you have to kash the livers. Now, people didn't know, weren't sure, or they just forgot, and they would go cook it or go to sleep. That's not much what the vav is. It would happen you did sleep to this thing, or you did bishul. If you did sleep, the loch is very clear, the machabit says it's mortar. And what says it's a chum of alma to go take off a sleepo. What? Oh, so that's really difficult. We'll get to. Step by step, each question. Maisa, very really the person that's leader, what do you do bishul to it? Really depends on the case. And bishul, Maisa is called a nishishim, and it really depends, my colleagues from the Chabra Mall, back to the side of Issa Dovik. If you have shishim left. The Ramal goes to Shitosa, that he holds of Issa Dovik and he holds of Chanan. And the Mechaber goes to Shitasay, does not hold Itz Dovik, does not hold the Chanan. They even look in the Beis Rad over here, they're going to be Mechel. Look in the Ashton, the Meister can be Machmer. We discussed already in the Simonian Beis that there are two shadows by the side of Itz Dovik. One is that you need Shishim, let's say the sliver is connected right now. In the case of Empire, it's not connected. Not connected, the Yisrael is very simple, that by Sli we make a Chumel to Klippa. However, official, we need Shishim, and the sum of it is no Shishim. I'm all right, really, in the closet, the sum of the chicken is not Shishim. However, Moshe does have a tshuva about it, Moshe tshuva, and Lumos probably have a tshuva about it, and maybe the bag is to the Hefzik, it's like the Krum, and therefore Klippa is enough. So we have to get, so we discuss it when you learn Sim Kofay Sivches, over there we discuss that the Krum is to the Hefzik, not to the Hefzik. But Moshe compares the bag to the case of the Krum. And therefore, Moshe on certain times is framing upon the Klippa on the Tila, and he did not need Shishim. Again, that was a separate sugya. What? By even the case of Bishul. That was a separate sugya we discussed, and we learned, again, Simukovay Sivchet. That's the case of Empire. The Mice Empire put it in the bag. They will not take it out of the bag. He took it out of the bag, that's going to be this, you need Shishim Amish. Let's say he left it in the bag. Yeah, so Moshe gets involved, you assume there are holes in the bag, not holes in the bag. If there are no holes, it could be semi kapana klipa, there are holes, maybe the only klipas came out. That's the whole stickle and shiloh. Maitre Empire stopped doing it, they said, for this reason, because all the rabbis seem to get a kasha question at least once a week from somebody calling them, if they got to do it, and they always made problems. Therefore, Empire is not told together anymore, now it's separate. But that's the matter of what happens when it's in a bag, that's one shiloh. The other shiloh I'm all discussing when it's not. Other shadow discussing is what happens when it's dovik, and the ma'aseh did sli do it, did bishul, what's halacha? So again, the state of it's a dovik according to Amar is that when it's connected, the chicken itself needs 60 times which to cover it, which is not going to be that way. Therefore, the chicken itself will be awesome, and once it's a chanan, now the whole time, everything around it needs 60 times versus that chicken. Then according to Amar, what will happen is the chicken will be awesome, and everything around will be awesome. Two yisaydis. According to the Mechaber, forget, we don't say the Yisrael of Yisrael and not Hanan. Therefore, we take the whole Kayyid, everything together, verse the Kavit, everything together, verse the Kavit, Shishim and Mayas will be Motor. But that again, we discussed the Svaras last time, what the Yisrael of Yisrael. You look over here, the Goyin and others being on different Svaras. If it's Mitzad, it's Mayar of Loya, goes quicker through the thing. Therefore, we're Choshish, therefore, we mean Mechalik, whether it's connected with Poyal, but told and not connected with Poyal, therefore, Miloy, the stuffing will not be. Next to the pile, we would not say it's a dovek. Or did he say the side may be left by itself? This by the right will be machmer, the above will be mekel. Why not the side of it's a dovek? So again, I can, what came out in Malach and Shulchan Aruch, what comes out, what you have to do with piles is five stages. Again, Shesiv Erev, Hadach Roshayno, a little bit of salt, you have to do it sleep, half hour, and then do a Hadach Roshayno. Those are the five stages. Now, to discuss numerous cases that come out, stop with the Teshuvah cases and try to apply them, what comes out, Malachal. One case that we discussed last time is that leaving the covered for 3 days, God, I went to the store this morning and I saw that on the Badatz's sleeve, it says on the package that we did sleep within 3 days. It says, Vashkocha, Mahadin, make sure we did sleep within 3 days. Why? Maestro Machalik Zafalikim, we discussed it last time. The Swam say that Nefriza Lamaisa can be Megal. Why? The Pfeiffer writes it to Kitzir Esaikim, Lo Yab Yoimer. Why? We have a Betsir, four different things. First of all, Kumas Gainim. Second of all, color day holds bishul achas sli is being mutter b'di'evit. Third of all, those holes by when scrolls is not to be a problem. And fourth of all, those holes you even want to do bishul achas sli even with hapilo. So it comes out that on the chumra of the ko'inim on the color day is mutter b'di'evit. Sorry, no, I messed up the fourth one. And then those holes doesn't apply to covet. So on the chumra's ko'inim on something called a color day is mutter b'di'evit on frozen. On Kovei, the Maestro of the place can say Mutra Lechakilo. Find out the last time the Maestro told him it's closed this way, closed as far as I know. But it's not a Paya, and I hadn't seen anyone in the factory upon it. No, you can get in the state, put in the freezer, you can buy it a couple days later. You're buying it. That was roasted already. The one I saw this morning was roasted already.
Yeah.
That is there, we might have to make sure it's in 3 days.
But you can buy frozen.
You can buy frozen. It comes to the store and has a stamp on it. You can buy it a couple days later. I 3 days old. No problem.
Not frozen the raw liver or not?
I didn't see it. If I remember correctly, yes. But I didn't see. They told me I looked today. I made a mistake. Thursday, I'll go around looking. We'll find out. Fine, that was one child. Other child is called, what about Kovish is applied to the case? We don't buy a bishul or machma on the case of Kovish. Some of us took a chuba on by Tepe. discussed is, what about Idu Kavish? You have this by Tli, Motor, Bishul of Ocher. What about Idu Fisho? So the Maiso, the those who want to be Machmer, and Taina Kavish can be Voshul, but Bishul Machmer Kavish can be Machmer. Tashin, those who want Taina Bishul itself is a Shiloh. Betzem Bishul itself will make it, except we're not the key between Kavish and Shalok. Therefore, you take a Kavish, Otma Voshul, we're not the key between Bishul and Shalok. On something that even by Shalok maybe itself can be Mekel on, the if it's at a crazy place, a lot of you can't be Mekel. And Numa Tachem would say you can't be Mekel. A case of Kovish. Now, they really have a case of Kovish where what happened, you live with that for 24 hours inside your other food inside water. The case they do discuss, let's say you found on your Kovish, you had sear on it, and unless you left it out, it wasn't frozen. That's one shot of this cause. Another, you want to make it technical, if you go with Meir Bant to his Mahalach, that he holds, that frozen is maybe machmeh had a get of kavish kumavushal for 24 hours. All the places Margaret say I did not. But these places prima government based on Lachmi Yudah, that kavish applies something frozen. So come out that when you leave 3 days inside your apply frozen as far as no, but that's frozen liver. Might be going to him with kavish mamish. Going to him with kavish for 3 days might should be awesome. What?
1 day.
In 1 day should be awesome, right? In 1 day should be awesome. 3 days yet. The Maisa, it could be maybe answer won't be Machmer that far. Chumra upon, you never know what the Maisa, that far, Maisa was a Machmer.
It's
been covered in and of itself. So let's say you take a cover and you mavashul by itself. Cover itself is also. The other thing is wrapped up the cover itself, the cover is mavashul. We're talking about by itself, Liam. About the other thing, if you did cover and something else, the other thing is off there. Nothing, take a cover, you do cover inside the water after it itself. Here, maybe I'm just saying there's ice around it. It's inside the water. It's frozen.
It's
frozen. Take it out. It's frozen. There's ice and water there. It's liquid there.
Under the plastic?
It's frozen. It's frozen.
It's in the freezer.
It's plastic. It got frozen, right? The damp all got frozen. According to him, that's not much like liquid.
After the plastic.
What? I think it freezes off. I think the cover's off there.
Why
did
the freezer
get? I didn't say that. He said that. Yeah, the other kids. He gets involved. Maybe Bamsa gets involved. For Pesach, he got a problem because it's late and he goes in and out. That cover just has a big tank of water. You want to say everything is a problem, and by cover, we hold that everything is mitzvah. It's not sleep right. Need shishim, all the thing. Right. Meister, according to him, it's a Yemang, it's Kumo, but the Meister, as far as I know, they do sell this way. What? Not by liver. I know he holds, he has a tshuva about the machler, but he says he freezes for Pesach, he wants to be machler. Once they have to catch him, why? Because it's commercial culture of human God. The Meister, even though not the way. Kumo's going them, because Beth, maybe all fish will itself is mutter. We're being Machman Bishul, why? Because not the key between Shalak and Bishul. The cover is Kumavoshul, but Bishul itself is Motor. It's a big deal. But then those who want to be making some Kovish. Crazy place, they want to be making Gansin. Why? Because the Kumav part of Kumav, without going to Samazai, the cover is Kumavoshul, but Bishul itself is Motor. So why are we Machman Bishul? Because Yesh Machman and Bishul. So that's Shaki, now why? We're not the key between Bishul and Shalak. Fine. You have a mind for that? Anything? So the words are the crazy place, you have Leila Hoysa. That's too much already. Today's an age, they might say it, but my theory is too much. Well, another shot is disgusting when you do flee, the Pitzkashu being done in Tronala, so when you do flee, you have to be clean Minokov, flee Shane Minokov. Instead of placing the Lada, has to be the Klee, that's Minokov, that the dam dropped out of it. Therefore, the Taz is the case, you have paper there. And you need to sleep top of the paper, the Taz wants to be makel. Some of the Bikin, the Ikka, they want to ask them. Why? They want to nickel together a clean chain of milkum. Therefore, when you do sleep, you have to make sure when you're doing it inside the oven or wherever you do it, you have to make sure that you have a hole there. You have to make sure it's a ratchet. And Dam has a place to drip out. You do it in a place where it's a solid, no matter, you're doing a clean chain of milkum, and making the place come on to be machmer. What? Or smooth, or without cooking, make it smooth. Make sure it's smooth. Mice usually the pans go off, you got a problem. So you have a smoother comes down, or mice has holes there. Now, when you put it inside the oven, there's different ways you can cash your liver. You put it on top of your stove oven range. put inside the oven. How exactly can you, should you do it? So first, you put it inside the oven, let's say. Is there a problem with Reichel? Reichel. So first of all, Reichel only is the Vasachas, not Zechas there. But let's say you put it inside the oven at the same time, you put your chicken and put your liver in the same time. You do three at the same time. Some of the crazy says no problem, no Reichel by dam. Even says, even among the Yomu Hol Reichel, most is no Reichel by dam. So Mitzad Reichel is no Bayah. What about Mitzad Zeya? They don't discuss Zeya. It could be, first of all, in our oven, Maestro, the Zeya goes off, and usually when you're doing it, you're putting on the grill, and the grill is the broiler, and the broiler is on top, and the Maestro, when the Zeya goes off, the grill, the broiler, burns it out. So it won't be a problem with Zeya also. So again, Mitzad Reichel is crazy, and possibly not the crazy, not a Bayah. Even about Dachas, Mitzad Zeya, if you do, as far as I know, anyone who does it, they put the grill on top. The grill on top, according to Moshe, no problem with Zeya either.
What about the Shulchan Aruch? What's the case of the
Shulchan Aruch? No, they're the open air. I'm talking about open air. They're talking about where you make a barbecue.
Isn't it a barbecue?
Could be. Don't say anything about a town of Ayos. I'm saying when you do it, Slee, the Maestro said, Nimtikova is Slee, Mutter, the Maestro doing barbecue. What happened to Zeya? Oh, also, the stick's off. Mice again, the thing was open, it went off. No, you went off, stick's up, stick's down. The Oide Kutkaina in general is always the one to answer. In Simukul Ches, when they discuss Nurum, no one discusses Zaya, they won't say their ovens are much more hotter, they had no Zaya in those problems, in those days, our ovens are much more colder, we do have a problem with Zaya. That's time to always answer Kasha, why the Zaya never worked on Shulchan Aruch, also we have a problem with Zaya. Right, masking. Yeah, same thing. The kind of no problem with oven, no problem with rain, no problem with there inside an oven. Now, should be no problem. Now, there are different ways of heating it up. Let's say you put it inside the oven, and you have a broiler on top. There are two different types of broilers. My parents' broiler has mamish fire, real fire mamish. People have coils now, my wife has coils. So, in the side of Sli, we will have to get a figure of 79 involved. Yeah, one guy wants to watch it. Yeah, simple. So, the challenge is that when you do Sli, so again, the real effect of Chuba is to come out of the we have to get to the loss of Sli. Is it that through Aish, fire mamish? Is it through gas? Or even electric, even heat enough? Maybe the Tzadik Gemara says that the Eish is the Meish of Shayiv, or noise it draws it out. Maybe Dafka fire draws it out, but the Eish more closer to Eish and not heat. So when you read the Pesach Shuva, it's going out, it brings down really the child from the Noid of Yehuda. And if you read the cases over there, when you have coals inside, you take out the coals, and you're left with the heat inside. They want to know, can you be semich upon the heat to kasha your liver? You bring down the Noid of Yehuda, you're mafakvik upon it. You want to find it against it, that heat's not enough. The challenge is, why is heat not enough in that case? We'll come out, the feet of Pasha, before you get the chilek, the core electric coils is heat, it's not my fire in and of itself. Who should be a bayah? It really depends how you understand the Noid of Yehuda. The way how Ibn Achorinim, one of the Liazi, wants to explain that he said over here is that the reason why the heat's not enough is told of the Eish, not Eish Mamish. It's told of. You take out the coal, you're left with heat. Yep. But my theory, he's a factor. Why is he a factor? The Gemara seems to be in a cream gutter, because Ketubah is bringing it down. Once I have the time over here. So, in his case, is taking out the coals, and it's a boiling hot, there's 1,000 degrees there. There's no heat, there's no Asham anymore.
Right, so if you have a coil that's red,
that makes it the Vayim Amish. Should be the same thing. Not sure. I'm not sure. If she, the Maestro, the way that I kind of want to explain that the Buddha's Yisoid is that there is that good, the cold of the age. It's not the fire is gone, left only with the heat behind it. Mashenkin, with the thing itself, can you open the curtains, can you open the energy, the Maestro helps. And numerous are going to have a true with the bad, it's enough and the Maestro, or for Shulchan, the Oid, the Chalks Yaakov, Shem Timalok, the Maestro, the Taina, the Yisoid Shabai, heat's enough. See, the Maestro's enough. If there's, they won't say, even if you take out the coals, the Maestro, even up from the Buddha, it could be that that certainly the coils are there, the mice, the source of heat is there, mice is fine. Mice are not even, but I know numerous people, they do it inside their own, inside the oven. The other challenge discussed, which more questions have a time with, is that it seems to be in the Pardes, one of the old Kavites, so 1950, 1951, the newest chuvas about where the fire has to be. In those days, the fire was on the bottom, draws out what happened, it drips out, it draws it down, gravity with the fire draws it down. Our fire is on top. On fire on top enough, the Gemara says it draws it out, draws it away, and it was not to lay it back inside. It draws it away. Now, when fire on top and the blood coming down, with it drawing it away, forget it's drawing it to the fire maybe, and it's being belayed back inside the liver. Don't tell you that it's fire, we say that it's being told to be pellet, and the fire draws it away, because there's two things, gravity with fire. What happens if the fire is on top? It can draw it to the fire, drawing up into it. Is that going to be also going to be motor? So, now those, the sites are being down, they want to ask this. They want to ask them, is it a baya? The whole fire head to the top when it's being drawn away, with the gravity together, it draws it away. Mice again, no, it's a coin, I'm right behind the coin, as far as I see. Mice are trying to know. The site of the fire draws it away from the thing itself, and there's heat all around the place, and therefore they bring down, again, the parts of Shubas become a con, I think I just look at all of them. I can tell me if you want. That the placement in Manhoga seems to be that it might be where Mekel. That the fire, either way, on top or on bottom, whether it's Chassid Yaakov, Shem Simaloko, Rabbadia, the Chuvah, the other, whatever you want, of Henkin, Chalikalevi, the mice are all them, the mice are Mekel, and they say either way that your fire is top or bottom, the mice is mortar. Again, putting inside the oven, you have two shallows, mice and heat, again, the place can become Mekel, and you have a problem with where the fire is on top and bottom, and that mice will again, the place can become Mekel.
The poor. Why
doesn't the blood after the grace? So we'll get to some involved, though I have to cast the grace every time I'm doing the leaf one. Now we'll get to tell off the sleep, what to do with the grace. We didn't get there, but Echlam, that's again, we love this well to get back to in some involved.
So,
what?
Is
that?
If
you don't have a top, yeah. But usually, you can tell me you can do both, you can do top and bottom. But you won't lose out. I said you can do top and bottom. Another thing that's, so that's if you do it inside the oven. Before, inside the oven should be no problem. Before, again, my mother used to do it that way. I asked around, something to do, something to do, something to do on top of the oven range. The problem with the oven range, the mice says, what to do also. The Megillah Sefer, the Tshuva about it, discusses where exactly in the oven range can you do it. Before, if you have usually the circle there with the fire coming out, then you have the grates over there. So it gets involved with the shadow, before doing the top of the grates is the bayah. Top of the grates, the problem, like the mice, it's the dams coming out, you belay into the grates. And then when you put a clean top of clean, you get involved with the shallow. Clean does not go without any relative. So it gets involved with the shallow. Machlok is him versus the Barai Shulchan, which learned in 7th Amid Beis. Clean, blue relative can do look at Kilo or not. Those hold the candle of Kilo, maybe it's legal, maybe it's not legal. What? Maybe it cashes it out. Nice, again, I guess people do it. My grandmother used to do it. She used to take off Mamish the grates, no reason to have the grates. She used to put a Mamish on the fire, Mamish would go. One option he says it's always better to either put it straight on the fire and take away the grate, you will save it, says, or he says, do it on the grate, but put silver foil there. Then the bottom is completely right, it doesn't go inside, we'll go back out, and then you should do it that way. So again, if you do it in the oven.
Put it on the fire.
What?
Putting on the fire.
It drips out, rolls out. Where's it going? I don't know how these five things work. Well, mice, you put it on mamish on the circle, it's clean milk, it's no problem, because it rolls down and rolls out. That's the only problem. Depends where you put it. I don't remember what grandma did, but mice, you put it on mamish, it's not a baya. From the side, hey, that could be a baya. Depends if it's smooth or not smooth. If it's smooth, it could roll out, not smooth, it won't be a problem. Just to mention some other challenges they discussed, that Moshe has an interesting two tshuvas about, which we'll also get later on. What happens is they used to take the kovid and soak it in blood and make it look very red and very bloody, and they seem to be very, and can sell it that way. Is there an isser inside the dam shavoy? Maisa, it's not kovid inside the dam, just got the color of dam. But maisa, the bayah, it's costly in time of kaktoyis, of course, think that, or it weighs heavier, or people think it looks fresher. So maisa, you make up inside all the reasons. The mice is dam going inside. He says the mice is not kovish kumavushal. It gives the color. What's coming in must be some other thing. The not inside the tamashulay. What?
Tevin.
Pilim, so the liver has no pilim. Kura. The only have no dafka is that cooked or not cooked. Like the going is matur even when it's raw. But as far as I know, it's very smooth, the liver. Shouldn't be a bayah. Therefore, Moshe writes, posh, no iser, and therefore, Moshe, you are dafka afterwards, it's not a problem. The only thing you see is he says red on top of it, doesn't lay inside, and if you do a dafka afterwards, it might not be a problem. The Chavikosi had the tshuva, he discussed, well, can you, after you have liver, can you grind it up afterwards? Because after you flee, the Maitre can do bishwa after flee. You do bishwa after flee. So, the Esem, for Mavoshalokha, the one to do flee, the Maitre, you can do bishwa. Mavoshalokha. Even though we had in Simon Tamil says, if you face, the halacha is that once you do, wait 3 days, you can do bishwa after flee. However, when you do not wait 3 days, the body can't do bishwa after flee. That's falsehood. This is argument before the Ma'amokim. How do you something the kasha that we seven times test of your base by the Chumash Goinim was saying that you cannot do bishul achas tli because more maybe tli will take out a certain amount, not take it all out, and bishul will take out more. And we're in the world if you get to the svara that bishul will take out more than tli. According to Ma'amokim is mamash from us by Kaved. Because according to Bnei Tam, he says the epushetiv erev we're by bishul achas tli. Bishul achas tli. I might say why. According to Bnei Tam, he's saying tli will take out a certain amount. Bish will take out even more. So, according from Bain Tam itself, we see if Bish will take out more than Tli. The Ma'amokim and the Ga'inim Shumra, that Bish like a Tli will take out more than Tli itself. So, a group from Bain Tam, the Rosh, the Bain Paris, that says, what? Again, when you do Tli, no problem, go, you can go, don't do digestive Arab. When you do Bish like a Tli, then you have to do digestive Arab. Why? Because Bish will take out more than Tli. So, what? Bish will take out more, Dam. If you wait, then what's the why can the bishul? No. Why can that one? But in time of things like that, the bishul will take out more, will do more. Rush will take out more. So he discusses it. If so, how can you ever, if you flee and don't take out a certain amount, how in the world can you ever grind it off? Mice is not coming out. Back to the same shadow we discussed, applies already. But how in the world can you take a raw piece of meat and eat it and bite it? But Rashi wants to be masked because he can't. Why? Because Maisa Dam comes out. He just goes, how in the world can you take liver and grind it off, hack it, ever cut it? Maisa Tzli only takes out a certain amount, not all of it. So first of all, before the time is that once you do within 4 or 3 days, the vada takes it all out. Right? You can do bishul achas tli. Tli takes it all out, bishul takes it all out. But after 3 days, what happened by COVID, the Maisa will mask and will not do bishul achas tli. How can you bite it? I can chew it, I can eat it. How can you? You wait 3 days, you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to eat it, 100%. I say, how can you? So he gets involved again with the same chavadas and the same taina. That what? Tell me, you have to swallow it. No, about the yadihut malach. And what? There's something inside your mouth. Then he will might be mutter. Come out, let's see what Miyashu. We mentioned last time that he says that by a raw liver, you cannot chew. There's no heter derech chila, and mice can only swallow it without chewing it. Come out, according to Miyashim, maybe there's an Indian to be mocked when they do sleep after 3 days. Mice, you should not chew it either. So, if we have a talk here. What?